Now, this is what we're here for today. God's very best. To learn and receive by His Spirit, because His Spirit represents Him. Mark chapter 5. And there's some things here that are extremely important. And there's something else I want to get into there, but this is a day in the life of Jesus, a complete day here. But come on down to when Jesus passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now, you have to realize he's a ruler of the synagogue. He could really get into a situation. But it's that same synagogue in Capernaum that Cornelius built. Go widescreen. And look it up. Make notes in your Bible about all this, because it'll help your faith and build strength in you on the inside when you have that information. So, and she shall live. What did he say? He besought him greatly, saying, he fell at his feet. He's right there at the seashore. I expect he got wet and muddy. He just dumped himself right at his feet. Now listen to this. My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she shall live. What a statement of faith. Jesus went with him. He didn't say, well, you're going to have to repent of some things. No, people made that up. You're going to have to keep this a while longer because God's trying to teach you something. That is not in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It isn't in there. So don't put it in there. That's what I was talking about earlier. It's not in the handbook. None of the apostles did it. That didn't happen. So, now, there may be situations like that. But get healed first and then let the Lord correct you. And tell him that. I humble myself before you. I mess things up. I stumble around things. And if I have something in my life that's in the way, let's get it out right now. Glory to God. I mean, anybody I need to forgive, let's get over this. Let's get this done. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Well, I know what they're doing to you now. And they've probably forgotten all about it, not even thinking about you, and you're still hanging on to that trash. And then you go around telling it to somebody else. I'm always a little weary when someone comes up and says, now, Brother Copeland, you know how much I love Pastor. Well, you just love him good. That's the end of this conversation. Because you're going to get, but if I'd have been him, I wouldn't have done that. Well, let's just analyze that a little bit. If you were him, you would have done it. You just judged him. Oh, no. Yes, you did. So now either repent or go on somewhere else. You get that out of your craw, then come back, we can talk about Pastor. James Robertson. I tell you, I love him. There was a whole crowd of preachers. There's a bunch of them in the room. And this man came up there and he said, James, I'll tell you that, Kenneth Copeland. He said, hang on a minute. He said, brethren, This fine pastor here, he wants to pray for Brother Copeland. So let's just, God bless Brother Copeland. He said, now what were you going to say? Nothing. Preachers would do that. So now, I want you to watch this with here. This is very important. And we're watching Jairus. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She believed it. Corresponding action, she got out there where he was. She'd been shut up for 12 years, not allowed out with an issue of blood. She must have forgiven all of those physicians. She heard of Jesus. Well, she heard what he preaches. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me, and so forth. People were, they were preaching to her what he preached, and faith came. Now, and straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that dunamis, power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging you, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She told him that. That's the reason we know it was 12 years. That's the reason she had been a woman of means, and she spent all that she had. So how long do you think that took? Jairus is standing right there, and he said, my little daughter is at the point of death. I wanted you to see Jairus' faith. He already said it, and he kept his mouth shut. He kept his mouth shut about it. His disciples said, see the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, don't you know daughter rung in Jairus's ears? Daughter, oh, yeah, I like this. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Now, you notice he didn't say anything about sin. There are those he would say, go and sin no more. That wasn't the case here. Not a case with Jairus. And you need to watch for that. The man that broke up the roof, what did he say? Your sins be forgiven you. So it was important for him to hear that his sins were forgiven. So I'm hearing Jesus say, that's what got you in trouble. Your sins are forgiven you. Now, you can receive your healing now. That's always watch for that. Now, I want to talk about the woman at the well. The Samaritan woman. Jesus said, he didn't say that to her. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, that's right. You've had five husbands. And the man you're living with now is not your husband. You just jump to the conclusion. Do you know the rabbis don't do that? And while he yet spoke, they came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, your daughter's dead. Why trouble you the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said, so he stepped in. So Jairus, even if he's tempted to say something, Jesus got in the way and took care of him because he'd already made his statement of faith. He could have said, oh, well, they tried to get him to. Well, you're going to trouble him. He'd already said his faith, and Jesus is going with him. Now, notice again what happened here. He said, be not afraid, only believe. In Luke 8:50, he literally said, stop the fear. So how did he deal with death? Stop the fear. Stop it. So, I wanted you to see, at that point, Jairus didn't lose it. Now, Jesus heard the word that was spoken, verse 37, he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John. Well, now, James and John were brothers, and John is the apostle of love, and this says a bunch for Mr. Zebedee, their dad, because they had been called the sons of thunder. James and John, the apostle of love. Glory to God. And we have the book of James. But that's Jesus' brother. But look what John did. The gospel of John, the letters of John, and the revelation. I like the book of Revelation. You get down at the bottom, it says, the end. Read the back of the book. We win. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, when he walked in there, now Jesus is going to release his faith. He cometh unto the ruler of the synagogues and seeth the tumult that wept and wailed greatly. When he was come in, he said, why are you making this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but she's asleep. He said it. They laughed him to scorn. He didn't pay attention to that. Well, what did he do? He put them all out. Had to get them out of there. They're grieving. They're crying and shouting and going on. And then when he said what he did, they laughed him to scorn. That's mean. Took the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, entered in where she was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, which is being interpreted, look, damsel, I say unto you, arise. Go through and watch how many times he used his faith by his words. We know that's what he was doing because that's what he taught in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. And I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it, and when you stand praying, forgive. I came home from school there at ORU one day, and Gloria had been copying things and the tapes and so forth. She said, and we were learning you have what you say. And the Lord said to her, the power is in consistency. Because she saw that you don't just say something when you need it. It's what you say all the time. Well, we talked about what you think all the time, you will say, and then you will become what you think all the time. So we learned that then, right there. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them greatly that no man should know it, and commanded that something be given her to eat. Now, why would he do that? That no man should know it. I've thought about that and prayed about that a lot. He's not interested in taking credit for it. Well, you can see it, and you know the family's going to talk about it. But just don't just go. The leper that came and said, I know you can if you will. He said, I will. He touched him. The leprosy left. And he told him that. But he just went out and told it the more. And if you study that, you'll see where he said, I must go into the other cities and preach. But this guy put it out so much, he couldn't get into those cities. So there you have it. If he had done what he should have done, he should have gone to the priest first and showed them what had happened and obey what the man said and then follow him. What did Bartimaeus do? He didn't say anything about it. He just followed him. Well, if that leper had just followed him, gone with him. But he left him and disobeyed him. That's not good. Anyway, so now here we are, healings of the new covenant. Now we go over then, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts and so forth. Let's go to the end of the Gospel of Mark. I can't take credit for this. I learned this from Rick Renner. I've learned a lot from Rick Renner. Verse 9 of the 16th chapter. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. That's not her last name. She was from Magdal. She was Mary from Magdal, so they called her Mary Magdalene. And she was important because she had been delivered. And she traveled with him and gave her testimony. And she was so sensitive to him that she was the one that recognized him when he came out of that tomb. She saw him. And when he said her name, she knew who it was. And he said, don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to your God. I haven't gone yet. He had to, it's in the book of Hebrews. He had to go. The heavenly utensils of worship had to be cleansed. The scepter of righteousness had to be appointed him. He had to be appointed the high priest. Then he came back and said, handle me as spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me. But it was little Mary. Oh, and she wanted to grab him. He said, no, don't touch me. I'm not gone up yet. So She was one that had been forgiven of much. Seven devils. Praise God. So now, I'm supposed to be healed today. Say it. I'm supposed to be healed today. I'm supposed to be well. Jesus is my healer.
Jesus is my healer.
How many times did you read and did I read in the book and it said, Jesus, heal them all?
So I have been enduring a hip pain. I'm not sure if it was a ligament or whatever, but it was very problematic getting up, getting out of my car, even rolling out of bed in the morning. And so when I came in this morning, I wasn't expecting anything except for information. And when they asked us to introduce ourselves to somebody and say what we were believing for, I was like, I'm believing for my hip to be healed. And just during the teaching, during worship, I noticed that I had movement. I kept doing the bump with the poor lady next to me. It's been for a few months. I mean, it's been coming on, and I, like I said, I've been enduring it, trying to, you know, take pain, over-the-counter pain meds and just tolerate it. And I don't have to anymore because it's a gift from Jesus. And just being immersed in the Word and being reminded of everything that Jesus procured for us. Really, the blessing section this morning, it was like, that's mine, and I'm not going to forget it ever again. Come, get immersed in the Word. It's God's truth. It's His desire for you. It's His will. You know, the will and testament. When Pastor Copeland said that this morning, it's His will, I was like, it is His will. Come, and He's not a respecter of persons. What He'll do for me, He'll do for you.
God loves you and knows what you're going through. In the teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland unpacks the promises of God to you, a born-again believer. He walks you through the healing ministry of Jesus to understand the perfect will of God for your life. Learn how to cast the care of the situation, the pain, and the worry onto your Savior. Run to your Heavenly Father and understand how to be fully persuaded in your faith to be made completely whole. Receive your healing by building up your faith through the Word. God's perfect love for you casts out all fear. Believe the love He has for you and give Him your situation, addiction, and sickness in exchange for His healing, peace, and freedom. Find out God's direction for your life and see His unconditional love for you. Build your faith to be whole, starting by feeding your spirit on the Word. Get ready to be made whole. Become fully persuaded that living by faith is the life for you. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. Discover the keys to receiving from God by faith to live a healed and whole life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I'm Regina Bass, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. But I was running just a little bit late, and when I came in, I had been having a problem for a while with my throat, and really thinking that it could have been something a little more serious, you know. And I sat down, and as soon as I sat down, Brother Copeland said, somebody's throat is being healed now. And it had been in my spirit if I got here that I was gonna get healed.
And when I got there, I was a little late, and I sat in the seat. As soon as I came in the seat, that's when you said, the person with the pain in their throat is gone. Hello?
You took that, didn't you?
Took it by faith. And then when I sat down, and then there was some other issues going on in my life, and you played that little excerpt. And I'm like, oh my God, do you just know I'm here? You're ministering just to me today. Thank you, Lord God. Ooh. And then I said, I'm going to always remember this. And my alarm went off in my first. So it happened at 11 o'clock. I'll never forget it. And I just thank and praise God for the teaching of this ministry to make me strong enough to believe the things and the plan and the purpose of God for my life. Thank you.
Praise thank you. God. Hallelujah.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The Bible says in Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The healing power of God is available to anyone who will receive the word of God and believe it. It is your choice to open your heart to Jesus that gives you access to what God has already provided for you. Through Jesus, you have a covenant that includes spiritual life, divine health, and provision. So, if you're ready to make a change and live a life worth living, then pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God, your spirit is born again and you have the faith of God living inside you right now. To help you develop your faith to a higher level and step into the destiny God has for you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are excited to give you a gift and to get you started in your new life in Christ. It's called the Salvation Package and comes with the book, He Did It All For You, as well as some information to guide you through reading and studying your Bible. Get to know the God who loves you. Spend time fellowshipping with him, reading your Bible in prayer every day. Request your salvation package free on kcm.org. While you're on our website, you'll find many resources like videos, articles, and prayers to help you grow in the Word of God. You can watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast online or read our daily devotional called From Faith to Faith. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and request your free salvation package.